I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Faith Friday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Well, we're just a few days away from Christmas, a time of joy and peace. So let's look at what some high-profile Christians have to say during this joyful, wonderful holiday season. We'll take a look first at Dr. Bill Deagle. Now, you know he's a good Christian because he claims to be one of the two witnesses mentioned in the book of Revelation. So he's got connections. He's also a nutritional supplement proprietor and a right-wing radical radio host. He said that Hillary Clinton is going to die soon and that her soul will be harvested by the dark side because her family cursed her when she was a child. Well, thank you for those warm holiday sentiments, Bill. Religious right radio host E.W. Jackson said that he was strongly opposed to a Democratic plan to eliminate a rule banning the wearing of religious headwear on the floor of the House of Representatives. That was to accommodate Muslim women, who now have two in the Congress. And then he continued with the logic that only Christians have a legitimate religion and that Democrats would be willing to turn America into a satanic nation because, you know, only Republicans are Christian. He said, we're not an atheist nation. We're not a Buddhist nation. We're not a Hindu nation. We're not a Muslim nation. We are a Judeo-Christian nation, and our culture is predominantly Christian. And, of course, only his kind of Christian. He closed with, I think that's how obsessed with power they are, that they wouldn't care if everybody worshipped the devil as long as they were in charge, as long as they were the devil's chief lieutenants. That's okay with them. That is probably going to surprise a lot of Christians who are Democrats, but then again, as E.W. Jackson would explain to them, they're not real Christians. And then there's Brian Brown, head of the gay-hating Theocratic International Organization for the Family. He talked about what a great gift it is that God gave us. He gave us the natural family, which is modeled on the holy family. Some 2 millennia ago, he said, a mother, father, and baby, who incidentally was conceived due to the intervention of a god, they were in the company of animals and a choir of angels. And there were wise men who followed that star to pay homage to them. I don't remember my family being anything like that, but apparently that's the natural family that we're supposed to emulate. But of course, there are evil ones who wish to destroy the family, and he makes it very clear who he thinks those evil ones are. The craven Jewish villain, George Soros. Brown says about him, he has been hard at work for a very long time trying to remake societies in his leftist image. His vision is a world without borders, where the family is deconstructed and replaced by the state, and where universal institutions such as marriage, parenthood, and the complementariness of the sexes, by that he means women knowing their place, are replaced by political policies unmoored from history, tradition, or reality itself. What a lovely, loving message to put out at Christmas time. Thank you, Mr. Brown. Paul McGuire had this lovely holiday message. He's the author of the book Trumpocalypse, The End Times President, and he has explained that the United States government is controlled by a massive secret network of satanic practicing pedophiles. He said, I would be failing as an American citizen and as a Christian if I didn't tell you this, but there are high-level people who belong to a satanic network. They're practicing Satanists, and one of the things that they're into, and I'm sorry to say this, I don't even want to talk about this, they abuse children emotionally, psychologically, and very brutally, sadistically, including murder in their sexual rape and torture and mutilation of these young children. Well, I guess during a time when we are thinking about the Christ child, it is important to think about the children. And then there's this cheerful message from the head of the Southern Evangelical Seminary of the Southern Baptists. His name is Richard Land. He writes, the internet has been both an incredible blessing to society and a destructive and threatening presence as well. The most recent threat is Silicon Valley's highly inflamed sense of self-righteousness, which has led them in their arrogance to begin to assume the role of a Taliban-like morality police. Well, I'll be honest, if you want to look at anybody who's Taliban-like, it would certainly be Southern Baptists. They share a hatred of gay people and of people who do not follow their particular brand of religion, and they have lots of other things in common. But what he's complaining about here is that these companies, social networks, are shutting down hate speech. And, you know, hate speech, you got to protect that. Hearing his words just brings the warm glow of the Christian season right into my heart. Then there's Rob Pugh. He's an ordained minister and founder and publisher of Wisconsin Christian News. He writes, I am wondering today how much more of this LGBTQP+ nonsense we are going to tolerate before church people, pastors, and church leadership will finally speak up about this demonic and deadly deception that is raping the minds and hearts and stealing the souls of our young people. By the way, the webpage I got this from on Barbwire says that he's available for speaking engagements in case you'd like to invite him to one of your holiday parties for a cheerful holiday message. And to get us into the appropriate holiday spirit of love and acceptance, Tony Perkins, head of the Family Research Council, has come out and said that we must stop the bills that are going to be coming up in Congress that would provide for equality. It's called the Equality Act, because he believes that all anti-LGBT discrimination should be legal. And then to take us right into the holidays, there's Project Blitz. It's being organized by the Chesapeake, Virginia-based Congressional Prayer Caucus Foundation, the National Legal Foundation, and the Wall Builders Pro-Family Legislators Conference. And they published a new legislative playbook, kind of let us know what they want to do in 2019. Last year's was 116 pages. It's now up to 148 pages this year. Now, I'm reading these programs, and it sounds like what they're saying is that what they're promoting is a bad thing, but in their mind, it really is a good thing. So here, I'm quoting directly. This is in Category 1. They want to be encouraging schools to teach the Bible and encouraging students and teachers to express religious beliefs in school, both of which can lead to proselytism or denigration of non-Christian faiths. Now, to me, the kind of those last two are a problem, but they seem to think that's good. But they're going to work on bills to get those bills passed. Now, they are still for the Religious Freedom Restoration Act and the First Amendment Defense Act, but they've renamed them. Now it's Preserving Religious Freedom Act and Marriage Tolerance Act. Now, what they're calling the Preserving Religious Freedom Act certainly provide more rights for Christians in good standing, but those would be rights to discriminate against anyone who doesn't share their religious viewpoint. The Marriage Tolerance Act is the more bizarrely named because it would diminish the ability of people to get married who didn't fit within their very specific definition of who should be able to get married. You might be getting the hint that this is a dominionist doctrine, and if you're unfamiliar with dominionism, that means that you turn over all power in the country over to Christians, and only Christians can have power, and that we finally become a Christian theocracy, because that is their goal. Now, their second prime focus, as they call it, is this, and I'm quoting, Resolution establishing public policy favoring intimate sexual relations only between married heterosexual couples. You might also call it the fuck outside of marriage and you go to prison, you pervert bill. Now keep in mind, this is all legislation that they want to get passed in the coming year. Now, they know that's not going to pass. It isn't going to happen. They're not that stupid. It's just a way for them to promote their viewpoint that sex outside of marriage is wrong. Then they want laws banning any recognition of transgenderism. Now, you also have to keep in mind that when they say anti-religious freedom, and they're opposed to that, what they're talking about is the right to discriminate against people who are not heterosexual. And they make that very clear. They have a section called Talking Points to Counter Anti-Religious Freedom Legislation. And it says that there cannot be inherent civil rights regarding sexual orientation because the term is too vague, and there is too much disagreement over its meaning. So, here's what they say in the manual. The term gender identity has no fixed meaning, and by definition is the product of an individual's subjective determination that may conflict with how the individual objectively appears to others. Because of its subjectivity, the term can be used by an individual in a temporarily inconsistent manner. The legislation based on its use is vague and violates due process. And of course, they also want to ban bans on conversion therapy, which is widely regarded as a form of torture. Now, this isn't just some Christmas wish list that's getting sent out there to see what sticks. No, these are serious people who are being taken seriously. And it's pretty much a certainty that Project Blitz will be foundational for the Christian rights legislative efforts in the coming year. And with all of that in mind, I just want to wish you a very Merry Christmas filled with joy and happiness and good times spent with the people that you care about. Merry Christmas!